This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, we've been digging into the results of the latest Marketplace Edison Research poll. This time around, our focus is economic anxiety. It's striking to learn how many of us can't handle an unexpected $1,000 bill from a broken bone or a broken wheel bearing. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer spent some time with a person living the tension behind our polling numbers.
I'm going to start this story in a cemetery in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm with Betty Moncrief. We're standing under a tree which shades four graves.
This is my mother's grave over here. This is my grave right here.
That's Betty, a sturdy 79-year-old who tells me to watch my step on the uneven ground. I wanted to see the grave because it's one of the things that keeps Betty up at night, worrying. Let me back up a bit. I flew to Birmingham to meet Betty because she took our poll and scored really high on our Marketplace Economic Anxiety Index. We surveyed 1,000 people. She was among the most anxious. That's how I ended up in Betty's immaculate house, talking about her worries.
Okay, have a seat wherever you comfortable.
We go over her monthly finances. She gets a Social Security check every month for $754. She gets $79 a month in food stamps. That doesn't go too far. Most fresh vegetables are out of reach.
I haven't bought Brussels sprout. I like eggplants. I don't buy that. I don't buy tomatoes all the time.
Betty reaches for a stack of bills.
My biggest bills I have is the utility bills.
In the stack, a bill for $34.44, her monthly payment toward a vault for her grave.
It's my only luxury that I'm really paying for myself. Somebody got to buy it, so I might as well try to buy it myself.
Folks who scored high on our anxiety index told us they lay awake at night, worrying about money. Betty says she does that sometimes. After paying her bills last month, she had just $10 left.
$10? I said, I can't believe it.
But Betty doesn't want you feeling sorry for her. This is not a pity party. She has family in Birmingham. She could ask them for money in an emergency, but it's hard to ask for help.
I never asked nobody for nothing. I never had to.
And Betty says she's got friends who are a lot worse off than she is, who don't have family around and are running out of money. Betty says a handful of friends have even tried suicide.
They would tell me they don't know what happened to their money. When they pay a bill, they got to wait till the next month to get a check, and they still don't have money.
Betty says when she's feeling low or doesn't feel well, she gets active. She grabs a rake, grabs her neighbor, and heads outside.
We be out there raking up dirt in the back alley and picking it up and leaves, trying to keep it clean.
I'm making it, she says. I won't give up. In Birmingham, Alabama, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
For the poll numbers behind the Marketplace Anxiety Index and our reporting on the data, go to marketplace.org.